It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Yeah, you're in the loop. Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and myself, Reginald Atitula, hanging out with you on a Thursday. Again, a thirsty Thursday. And in about an hour, the drive will take over. They are out at
Tomball.
Buffalo Wild Wings in Tomball. So go out and say what's up to the fellas. Get you something to eat. Get you some wings. Get you something to drink. And then sign up. Like, jump in the raffle for an opportunity to win some cool prizes, as they always have out there. So yeah, make sure to go see the fellas if you have an opportunity on a thirsty Thursday. All right. But let's get back into the Texans. Obviously, CJ Stroud, D'Amico Ryans both speak on Wednesdays, and of course they're turning the page towards this game that we're gearing up for, which is Texans at Packers. And one of the big things is that this is a week in which D'Amico Autry is coming off of suspension. And he is jumping into what you're doing here. And obviously the big thing we talked about with ND is, like, what level of player are you getting when it comes to, like, preparedness and those things? What are there any types of restrictions on what he has coming back? And D'Amico Ryans, and this is cut number six here, gave us his update on D'Amico Autry as he returns to play.
Autry, he's ready to go. He's been doing a lot of work. You know, while people weren't watching him, while he wasn't here, he put a lot of work in. And that's the biggest thing. And that's a credit to all our guys. And I really, you know, with our sports performance group and the way they work with our guys when they're not here, like, it just shows how Dylan came back. Dylan was ready to go. Damian steps back in. Joe steps back in. Like, that's a credit to not just the football side, but our sports performance side, our training room, and how they have our guys prepared. When they do get back, they're back and they're ready to be effective for us.
I'm fascinated by this whole thing because I don't doubt a word that D'Amico said, that Autry has just been sort of attacking this, and is as ready as he possibly can be and is going to step right in. But I'm fascinated by this. You know, he's still hadn't played football in 284 days. That's going to be an adjustment. This is his preseason. It's his early season. It's everything. And you're going into Green Bay, you know? So how many snaps is that going to equate to? Because even the most, you know, in shape, ready, mentally, physically player there is, they're not going to have all the snaps. D'Amico Autry has never been an every snap guy. He gets a lot of them, but in Tennessee, he was consistently a 60, low 70% snap rate, over there. But that, of course, is when he was flipping around and they had different rotations, so it might be, you know, a little different here.
Right.
But nevertheless, like, the reason it's fascinating to me is because if he doesn't play a lot or, you know, even 65% of the snaps, they're so thin. Like again, if you weren't listening earlier, you know, Fadakasi did not play again, did not practice again. Yeah. And of course, Mario Edwards is suspended. So, like, it's like you got to have Autry at his best, and you got to have him on the field a lot.
Yeah. Obviously, then Kurt Heinisch has been activated this week, so he's going to get in there. Tim Settle, obviously, has factored in. Khalil Davis, all those guys have factored in and handled themselves well, to be completely honest. But, yeah, I think it continues to be something that I'm super intrigued by, how much are they going to utilize Danico Autry, because even coming in, right, Mario Edwards, a little bit of a tweener, but he was able to handle his business well, kind of in that three technique situation. Danico Autry is not really that. Like, he is more of an edge rusher that can move inside and typically has done that in kind of pass rushing circumstances and situations.
Pass rushing.
Right. Is that going to be something where they feel comfortable enough with the, you know, he's ready to go, where he's going to kind of handle that and man that position consistently, or is it going to be bouncing around? And so how much bang for your buck are you going to get from Danico Autry in those circumstances? I'm super excited to see it. And it's going to be important, because this feels like a week. We asked ND, and I think he gave an interesting answer of, like, how do you plan to attack, or how do you maybe attack a guy like Jordan Love, who, you know, I don't know, he is at least advanced of a quarterback enough that I don't think you're going to treat him like a rookie where you just heat him up and see what happens, because he's been very good, and this offensive line for the Packers have been very good at handling pressure. And so I imagine that at least for a majority of the game, you're going to need to try and find pressure from just your front four. So what is that constitution looks like? That's a question that keeps coming up for me.
Look, and the other thing, and Seth has pointed this out a few times, they were already a smallish interior defensive front. And as good as Danico Autry is, you know, you lose those two guys. The strength of the Packers is running the ball between the tackles. And so I really believe this. Like, Jordan Love might make a play that wins the game. C.J. Stroud might make a play that wins the game, a wild play. But it's going to come down to how that defense handles the Packers running game.
Yeah, and speaking of that, D'Amico gave his thoughts on the Green Bay rushing attack.
Adding Jacobs has been, I think it's been a nice addition for them. I know Matt wants to run the football. That's where they want to thrive. That's where they want to live. First things first, they want to establish a run game and run it as much as they can. And so with Jacobs, he's a strong, powerful runner, great contact balance. You know, one guy doesn't take him down a lot. So it has to be a collective effort from our defense, our backside guys, everybody getting off of blocks, closing, and we have to swarm and corral Jacobs because he's such a tough runner.
Number two running team in the NFL. And there's big changes on the interior of the Texans defense. No pressure, Danico. You know, get it done on the interior.
Yeah, and you say the interior, the spine of the defense. It's not just that defensive line.
Right.
Again, a Thursday is a major day when it comes to figuring out, you know, getting into the game plan and then getting guys ready for the weekend. And Azeez Al-Shaair and Henry To'oto'o have not practiced or did not practice today on Thursday. And so, yeah, man, this is going to be real interesting on Neville Hewitt and Jake Hansen, who, you know, obviously this team has the utmost belief in those guys, on any of these guys on the 53. It seems like they have a lot of belief in their capability of being here. And it feels like you have the depth that I understand why that is. But this challenge would have been an interesting one even for your starters.
Oh, if they were all completely healthy.
And To'oto'o. And so just naturally having guys who at least depth chart wise are your backups. This is going to be an interesting place, and you know, he mentioned this is something that they do very well, and that they are very, as you talked about, explosive in. Mm-hmm. It's not just that they are successful and they pick up 3, 4, 5 yards at a time. Josh Jacobs has broken the fifth most explosive plays rushing the football of anybody that's running the football in the league, and
the vast majority between the tackles.
Absolutely. So that's going to be a strength on potential weakness type matchup. Yeah. Not saying that it absolutely is a weakness, but you can see how having you know, guys lower on your depth chart could put you in a place to maybe be susceptible there.
Yeah.
More things. I kind of want to hop there. Let's hop to C.J. Stroud, because there's been a lot of talk about Dalton Schultz over the last week and everything.
Including here.
Here as well. Absolutely. I'm not trying to ignore us from this, especially after he had some drops.
Yeah.
And then I think some people have kind of questioned some of his, efforts on the field in looking at him. C.J. Stroud was asked specifically what Dalton Schultz does for the offense.
Yeah, I would say, man, he's like a coach on the field. Like, he helps me a ton with the run game. And, you know, he's intelligent. I can see him being like an OC one day, or, you know, he's so smart. So, you know, he's helping out Cade. He's helping out Joe. He's helping out, you know, the guys up front, making sure we're ID'd right. And, you know, he takes on a lot of responsibility that he doesn't really have to, but he does it. And he puts in the extra hours, you know. So, I tip my hat off to Dalton and be able to just do that. So, you know, it's a long season, man. Like, I know that, you know, we'll start connecting more. And I know that, you know, we'll start, you know, really just feeding off with each other. And, you know, our chemistry is really high. So we just got to get back to that and, you know, just go out there and have more fun.
That last part is key. Like he said it without saying it. Like, you know, he's talking about he's a coach on the field, which is admirable, and all the help he's given other people, but we want him to be a tight end on the field. You know, sure. I'm glad he's a coach on the field. That's awesome. And a lot of people have great value to a team in that. But there at the very end, I mean, flat out, he said, I'm sure we'll start connecting more.
Yeah, and yeah. It has to. Like, I think in not having Nico Collins, he is one of those guys, especially on, like, third downs, in those situations, playing at the sticks where you're just kind of finding maybe, like, an option route or something like that. He is the guy. He is one of those guys that, you know, it seems like CJ wants to get the ball to him some of those times. Obviously, yeah. Stephon Diggs serves as one of those great opportunities because he's just always doing what he's supposed to do. But Dalton Schultz, also, your tight end, when you fall back in just general sports talk terms, your tight end is the safety blanket for a quarterback.
Yeah.
And you can tell that CJ wants that to be there. And it was really frustrating for a lot of folks that he was not there and he was not like solid in that. So it would be very vital and important for him to be that, especially against the Green Bay team that I feel like you need to make sure that you move the sticks against. A lot of people are looking at this as a potentially high scoring game.
Especially against the Packers. Yes, absolutely. And you know, it's kind of like we were on Laramie Tunsil watch for a few weeks there. Is he going to fall start again? We're kind of on drops watch with Dalton Schultz. You know, that's where we are. And the tight end, the one thing about a tight end that are receivers, you know, receiving type tight ends, they cannot drop passes. Like because, you know, that's what they are oftentimes the outlet, you know, sort of the check down. They're oftentimes the move the sticks guy on a third down, can't drop passes. Can't do it.
Yeah. And yeah. So, yeah, that's going to be necessary, moving the ball against this Packers team. That, yeah. To be fair, isn't a otherworldly defense, but they turn the ball over a lot, right? Mm-hmm. And so you got to make sure that you handle up there. But then within that turning the ball over a lot, CJ Stroud has been great about protecting the football.
Yeah.
He was asked, like, you know, what's the foundation for him protecting the football, but also still now attempting to throw the ball downfield and getting chunk plays?
Yeah, I would say just execute and finish, you know, like execute our plays. I got to be accurate and really just, you know, understand that, you know, like this team is known to keep, you know, their defense kind of keeps their team in the game by getting turnovers. And they do a great job of that, you know, especially on the back end. Got some really good DBs and up front they play really well and their backers are really solid. So, you know, another great challenge for me to try to be better with, you know, I feel like I've been kind of like a little sloppy, turn the ball over a little bit, but sometimes the ball doesn't roll your way, you know, but you got to take those shots and you got to, you know, be aggressive to, you know, see what you can get away with and what you can't. So I don't regret any of the decisions I made, but I definitely know that, like, you know, you're putting yourself at risk. So I definitely know that this game I got to be very smart with the football and just, you know, take my shots when they come. But, you know, if they don't come, then, you know, just being smart with the football.
Yet another, you know, big, big part that we're going to be watching, because you're right. I mean, and teams that start turning the other teams over early in the season, they just kind of tend to keep always doing that. You know, that it just becomes a knack for a lot of these teams. And it's been a knack for the Packers. And then, you know, you're right about their defense. But this leads directly into another conversation that we've had in recent weeks. You can't be on 3rd and 7. You know, you can't be 3rd and 8. That's something to watch, because then that's turnover heaven, because you're oftentimes forcing the ball, you're trying to go a little further downfield. They're 8th against the run, you know, so they're, you know, they're not necessarily an upper tier defense, but 8th against the run. So that means 1st and 2nd down, if you're running the ball, gets pretty hard. So that means you're going to be in 3rd down situation. So yeah, and it, the turnovers, you know, what they can do, you know, in running the ball and then against the run is going to be key.
Yeah. So there you go. Those are some of the principles that you have with your Texans. Mm-hmm. And someone was like, you guys have no faith. No, this is a tough challenge. Like,
no, I'm anxious.
This is a tough challenge that they face, and I think the nature of football and how it can beat down on a roster, as it it obviously is for the Texans, this is where it's testing your depth and your ability to get done what you intend to be, get done, even through the injuries that will pop up. These are the types of things that's necessary.
But that's part of it. You have to look at this realistically. Yeah. Like, injuries are part. I sat here Monday in this exact same spot and said, that's all I need to see. They look like a Super Bowl contending team. I haven't changed my mind on that. But you've got all these elements that are making this an anxious type game.
Yeah. And so excited to see what this continues to be. And of course, part of that anxiety is that, a lot of guys that you value highly, particularly on this defense that has been the tip of the spear for your team, were not practicing today, and leads to the idea that maybe they don't practice on the weekend. Talk less of Kamari Lassiter and Jimmy Ward that we have reporting on that says that they're likely to not play on Sunday, just flat out. So continuing to watch. Hopefully tomorrow will give us more insight into exactly who you'll have available and what you'll be really dealing with against the Packers team that, poses an interesting challenge. All right, you're in the loop. Sports Radio 610 coming up next. It's about that time where we hand it over to Fig for the mixtape. What we got?
Yeah, man. Smallest hills you are willing to die on. 713.
Smallest.
It could be something small. It could be something sports related, life related. Smallest hills you are willing to die on. 713-572-4610.
I like this.
All right, let's do that next. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Thursday. Happy Thursday. Happy 10-17 day, man.
Yeah, there you go.
You want to know why 10-17 is so special?
Well, now I do.
All right, so I got two reasons why it's so special. I'm gonna start with the first one.
Okay.
And this is from, this is probably one of my favorite clips ever. So 1017, every time I think about 1017, I think about Gucci Mane.
Mm-hmm.
Because he had a record label called 1017 Brit Squad.
Mm-hmm.
And in honor of that, I got to play my favorite Gucci clip.
Okay.
So do you think Gucci Mane is a big fan of Eminem?
I actually have no idea.
I would just say yes, just as a guess.
Okay. Well, he was doing an interview with Ricky Smiley,
mm-hmm.
and they asked him about, is Eminem the king of rap?
Eminem is the king of rap. This. Why would you say he's not?
You got to come with a better name.
I remember that.
That ain't even worth.
All right.
Because I ain't playing Eminem in my car.
Okay.
You playing me yours?
When he drops something, usually the week of.
You sliding around playing Eminem in your car, you and your old lady?
Nah, just Dolo. Like,
just Dolo playing Eminem, just metaphors.
Yeah,
boss. Just going in.
Boss. Because there's something for every occasion. When you ride in Dolo, like, you well, know, you want it like.
You here.
Yeah. All right. So it's safe to say he is not a fan of Eminem. And honestly, this is the first person I heard that openly said he is not a fan of Eminem. And this was a few years ago.
Yeah.
So now it's kind of popular to hate on Eminem. But he was not a fan of Eminem very early
on. But is it now more because people feel he went too mainstream?
Who,
Yeah.
I think some of it is like the way that his stuff is aged, and obviously just he had a very aggressive style, Eminem mm-hmm. did, and
He kind of went mainstream. He went away from it.
He went away
from what he was.
I don't know if that's the way it is. I think it was also some of the things that he talked about that, you know, we have gotten more enlightenment over years, and we're like, I think what I realized too,
maybe it could be the spur of the moment thing, but a lot of people feel like just his raps and stuff is kind of corny. Whereas it kind of go over people's heads too much, and it's like, don't nobody want to hear all that. People want to dance and get jiggy.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
get jiggy no Eminem.
So sometimes some of the hip hop heads can get a little too much into the bars and all these things. And sometimes you got to remember, music serves a lot of purposes, but in some instances also, people just want to be able to feel good. People want to be able
to
dance.
Eminem doesn't often
give you some of those songs.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So shout out to Gucci Mane, 1017 Day. Another reason why 1017 is so special, because 2 years ago today, Adam Schefter tweeted, a significant shakeup in Houston. Texans are parting ways with John Lopez's buddy, executive vice president of football operations, Jack Easterby.
Man, we should have brought a cake in.
So happy Jack Easterby parting away.
Some Krispy Kremes or something.
Krispy Kreme?
Yeah, so we should have really? No celebrated. Shipley's? We should have celebrated, not Shipley's Krispy Kreme.
So we wouldn't be celebrating then?
Yeah, we'd be having a great time.
That's one of the smallest hills that I'll die on, is that Krispy Kremes actually aren't that good. They taste like a science experiment.
They're so good.
No.
Speaking of that, man.
So good.
Sorry, I didn't mean to step forward.
No, you good. Let's get right to it.
No, I feel like we need to make sure to celebrate, give enough people the time to celebrate Jack Easterby not being the head of this organization, because ain't no way.
Hey, we was having a blast on this show, man.
Yeah. Ain't no way this organization, this Houston Texans team, looks in the way. If y'all thought we was being negative talking about going into this Packers game, imagine if Jack Easterby was still in charge of this thing.
Man,
he'd be peacocking around there right now, man. See what I did to this organization?
Well, they wouldn't be good. They'd probably have drafted somebody besides C.J. Stroud.
Yeah. So. But yeah, man, happy Jack Easterby Day, I guess.
Oh, for sure.
Smallest hills you are willing to die on. 713-572-4610. I got to list a couple things, couple random hills people are willing to die on.
Yeah.
I'm going to go down the list. If you have some, let me know. Nickelback is a great band.
Nah.
Honestly,
I mean, people will.
I can't even think about Nickelback songs. Like, I understand that this is just such a popular take
to hate Nickelback.
Is to hate Nickelback. I can't even think of Nickelback songs, if we're going to be completely honest. And so let me
You'll
see.
You'll know
them. I won't know if I hear them.
I'm certain.
It's like me with a lot of rap. I'll know the song, but I don't know who did it or the name of it, you know?
Yeah. See, it's weird. Maybe because I didn't really grow up on Nickelback, but every time I hear the music, it don't bother me.
No.
I'm not like, cut this off.
No, that's why I was like,
playing this.
I forgot How You Remind Me. Yeah, I remember that song.
Yeah.
I won't say I don't think that they're terrible. I'm gonna be honest. Like, I think that some of this has become becomes more popular to people, like either having an extreme take on either end. and being somewhere in the middle isn't like
it's kind of like
fun.
Eminem, to be honest.
Yeah,
like you either love Eminem or you hate him and you think he's the worst rapper ever.
Yeah,
but another one, Grease 2 will always be better than Grease.
Hell no.
Oh, he felt so passionate about that.
Hell no. Who's that's a tiny hill. That's a little bitty bitty. That's an ant hill. Who thinks Grease 2 is better than Grease?
I honestly, I don't think that I knew that there was a Grease 2. If we're gonna be
there, you go.
I didn't either.
There's your answer.
Yeah. What about this one? Aaliyah will always be number one over Beyonce.
That is
a Aaliyah stan.
Yeah. Come on.
Something about these Aaliyah stans. They all feel like if Aaliyah was alive today, there would be no Beyonce. And they are dead ass serious about that.
They are.
That's just wild. Just off of the, I understand like artistically, stylistically, people can get different places. I am always fascinated at just like the athleticism of this. And people are like, you're talking about Beyonce, what you mean athleticism? She can perform and do all that choreography and belt sang at the same time.
Yeah.
And that is crazy to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she would still be around if Aaliyah was alive.
Isn't there, maybe it's in reverse, isn't there a Biggie take like that? Like he wouldn't be as big.
Jay-Z wouldn't be as big if Big
a lot of people say that too. Yeah. I kind of disagree with that.
Oh, we have found the Grease 2 fans.
Uh-oh.
Get out of here.
Uh-oh.
832 said Grease 2 all day.
I'm just impressed that they could finish it.
Is it that bad?
It's awful.
Really?
Awful.
Damn.
I have one that just popped into mind before you go on the rest of your list. Because you asked us the smallest hill that we would die on. This is one that people feel like it's the grossest thing ever. And everyone that I convinced to try this thinks it's the best thing ever. The best thing to put on corn on the cob or corn.
No, don't even say it, man.
Without fail. You haven't tried it, though.
Man, I do not want to try that.
If you tried it, you're going to be like, damn, that John Lopez was right. Mayonnaise.
Oh, my God.
There is nothing better to put on corn on the cob or corn than mayonnaise. I know it's a Hispanic thing. It is... so much better than butter, so much better than mayonnaise on corn on the cob. Try it. You're going to say, you know what? This is better than butter.
Not better than butter.
Yes, 100%.
I don't know if I'll get to that place. I'm sure I'd be in a place where I'm like, yeah, it's cool.
No, you
because, I mean, obviously.
It'll change your life.
I don't think it will. I think you're doing a lot here.
Yeah.
I think you're doing a lot here.
All right. How about this one? Frozen isn't a Christmas movie or winter movie. That person
it's
will
definitely
die
not a well, Christmas
it's,
movie.
It's not a Christmas movie, but it is a winter movie. They make winter. they literally make winter during the movie.
They said it was in the summertime, though.
But they made winter. Like that's an awful take.
It's not a Christmas movie. That one is certain. There's enough winter in there. We got a talking snowman and everything.
Exactly.
What about this one? It's caramel, not caramel.
Which one you say? I always say caramel.
I'm more likely to say caramel.
How about you?
See, I started saying caramel once I started working at Starbucks because they say caramel.
I always say caramel.
And clearly, Starbucks is the arbiter of these things.
It is.
I actually would trust them.
I'm an expert. I know how it's pronounced.
He got his degree.
The funny thing is when people go through the drive-thru, they say a caramel latte or something like that. I correct them like caramel latte?
Okay. Oh, come on, don't be that guy.
Yeah, I'm one of those.
Don't be that guy.
What about this one? Dolls belong on furniture and beds. We owe them comfort.
Of course you do.
Dogs. I heard dolls, and I was like, what kind of dogs? No. I don't have a take there. I don't think I'm entitled to have a take.
They can do whatever they want.
Not a pet guy personally, so I don't know that I should be able to weigh in on these things that I have no business in.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of split between this. Like, I do like my pets, or when I had a pet, being on a couch and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But the wife did not. Because
she was wrong.
Stanley was
shedding.
He was very messy. Like going outside to use the bathroom, and she don't want all that in the bed. And then it was a couple times he did dirty up the couch.
So what?
So yeah. Hey, tell that
to
her.
That's where I sit. Yeah. Clean it.
And that was a
damn $1,000 couch too.
So what? I had a Labrador that shed everywhere. So what?
Yeah,
you clean it up.
It wasn't even a shed. And sometimes Stanley just get dirty. Like you don't want nobody dirty all on the couch.
Right.
I don't want no dirty human on the couch
unless it's your dog.
Nah.
Why he get to be special?
What about this one? The parents from The Parent Trap are way worse parents than the parents from Home Alone.
No, that's an interesting one.
I don't even remember.
I never heard that one, but a lot of people agree with that.
Oh, because they allowed the swap?
They split up the twins.
Yeah.
Like, you can't split up. No, you can't do that.
I gotta say.
Yeah, but they didn't even know that they were split up, though. Is it any better if they don't know that they were split up?
I don't know, but I'm kind of leaning that way now.
Nah.
Because in Home Alone, they just forgot.
That was an honest
thing. What do you mean, just forgot? Like, well, no, that is gross negligence to leave a child unattended.
If it was deliberate. But
they didn't say, hey, Kevin, stay home. Yeah, we're going over to London.
Yeah. No, they were just bedlam. The van was there and all that other stuff, and people are running in and out.
Brother, CPS don't care about none of that.
And they actually
CPS ain't hearing none of that, brother.
And they actually counted heads, but it was some other kid or something, right? Yeah,
CPS don't care about none of that, bro.
I'm with you on that one, Figgy.
Okay. So what about this one? People who correct grammar, I'm talking to y'all, people who correct grammar on the internet are often more annoying than the ones who make mistakes.
Correct.
Yes.
I'll agree with this as somebody who can be a grammarian.
And I will continue 100%. To do it.
And look, I get it. Like, I understand it in person. You might correct somebody if they say a wrong word or something like that. But if you're on the internet, like with spell check and all that stuff going on, like, come on. You know what we're talking about, man.
You were there. I had a borderline insensitive one the other day.
I don't remember it, and I don't want you to remind me.
Tyler Milner?
Still don't remember it? Don't want you to remind me. but, yeah, no, I agree with this wholeheartedly. A lot of times, like, especially it'll be something that someone pronounces a word wrong, and oftentimes that's just like, oh, that person has read the word and not heard it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's not a big deal. And then it all basically comes down to communication is about getting across the idea. If you knew what they meant, then it's cool.
Yeah.
What about this one? Don't use your speakers on public transit. Headphones only.
I think that's just courteous, right?
Yeah, that's not even a hill. It should just be done.
This one, I might offend some people with this one.
Uh-oh.
Fantasy football is just Dungeons and Dragons for people who like sports.
I mean, it is.
I actually don't disagree.
Everybody enjoy your things.
Yeah, I don't disagree. That's kind of what it is. I've never heard that put like that.
So they can't get mad at the people who play Dungeons and Dragons or whatever that is. What about this one? If it doesn't have shelves, drawers, or any storage space, it's a table, not a desk.
No, it's a desk if you make it a day, if you use it as a desk.
People have strong opinions on this one. Like, I can't imagine caring that much.
I never thought
about
that.
This is a desk. No, this is a table. I'm like, does it matter?
What is this?
It's a table.
It's a desk.
According to them, it's a table.
It doesn't have any of that.
It needs some storage spaces or a drawer.
I can't imagine having a strong take on that one. I'm like, whatever, man. It's cool.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to get y'all out of here on this one. And I 100% agree with this. Anything with glitters can bleep right off.
Yeah, glitter.
I hate glitter.
Glitters. Why do we
glitter? What is glitter?
Why are we still doing this? Like,
no, glitter be all over the place, man.
It goes everywhere.
You can't clean glitter up.
It's
at
not
all.
Pragmatic. It doesn't. I don't know that it adds more than it hurts. It's just never
seen,
net positive.
Have you
in my
seen
mind.
Something with glitter? Be like, ooh, glitter, that's real nice.
Oh, glitter,
man.
Hey, Taylor Swift's eyes. Remember that come? You saw that, right? That company, like 10,000% sales increases because Taylor Swift was wearing her glitter eye makeup or whatever it was.
Glitter is the worst.
I'll go as far as saying glitter is a net negative to human society.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go as far as saying that, 100%.
I agree with
that. I'm good with you on that.
People on the Star Wars. Oh, Star Wars completely overrated as both trilogies and a franchise. 2A1 went all the way there.
Yeah,
a lot of people going with the pineapple doesn't go on pizza. Why do y'all care that much?
Mm-hmm.
But the boneless wings are just sauce nuggets. I believe in that, but that's because you're getting charged a wing premium, right? Like, if it was just, hey, this is nuggets, charge me on what nuggets cost. But they charge you the cost of the chicken wing. But for nuggets. And I'm like, you're getting over on folks based off of false advertising.
Yeah.
That's what I don't like.
Yeah, I think boneless wings should be way cheaper than regular wings.
That's my thing. And if there are the places that do that, then I'm like, it's all good.
Yeah.
It's all great.
Yeah. 713, if one spouse insists upon sleeping with dogs and the other refuses, who's right? The dog. The dog is right.
Sounds like y'all need separate beds.
Man, my wife used to yell at Stanley, get off my bed, and he'd get right off. I had to make a little pallet on the side.
He knew what time it was. That's Figgy's mixtape. You get it at 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we get ready to send you to hand off to our guys, Clint and Ron of The Drive. They are out in Tomball. at the Buffalo Wild Wings, where you can go and hang out with them. But before we get there, we'll talk more. We'll do that next.
Thank you, Figgy.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
You're in the Loop, Sports Radio 610 on a Thursday. Appreciate you hanging out with John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and myself, Reginald Atitula, all day long. And it's only going to continue to be great here on Sports Radio 610 as the drive out at Buffalo Wild Wings in Tomball. Mm-hmm. So make sure you go out and see the fellas. Make sure you get you something to drink, something to eat. Say what's up to the guys and sign up for the opportunity to win some stuff. We'll check in with them here shortly and see what's going on there. Checking in with the Texans as they practice and continue to gear up for what we're continuing to look at as the biggest test to this point for them when they face off against Green Bay on the road at Lambeau. And I honestly am trying to like make sure that I take stock of where we are, because it feels like both me and you are in this place where we have some concerns, and that is the word that I'll use here, is concerns. Obviously, this Packers team is a good one. I don't know that I go as far as calling them a great one, but they do some things that that when you overlay them with where the Texans are over the course of the season, but especially where they are health-wise, kind of, you know, raise some eyebrows, right? Raise some concerns, especially when you consider that a couple of people in your defensive backfield are not going to be playing. Kamari Lassiter and Jimmy Ward, the expectation is that they will not practice or play. They did not practice today. And then this is a Packers team that runs the ball fairly well.
Yeah.
And this is a defense that has done a pretty solid job at stopping the run. However, those people that have made that great, especially the likes of Azeez Alshire, Henry Toto, who's made a lot of progress in diagnosing runs and just, you know, throwing himself, torpedoing himself into those gaps, stopping runs. Those guys, neither of them practiced today, leading some possibility that they might not play. Right. And then the interior defensive line, Mario Edwards, who has done a good job in that, has now gone to suspension. We knew that was the case. But Folaronsho Fatukasi did not play a practice today. And we've talked about it. It would feel better about the swap of Danico Autry for Mario Edwards if I felt certain that Mario Edwards was, or sorry, Danico Autry was just going to go in and just be a defensive tackle and kind of the way that Mario Edwards was. I'm not sure of that. And I don't know how much of that is just me not having a sense of it, but we have not seen him with these Texans.
And he hasn't done it.
We don't know if that he is, and he hasn't done it. Not even that we don't know. He hasn't done that exclusively being kind of a every down defensive tackle. So all those things come together, and with the practice report that we've gotten and with what you are seeing from this Packers team that has been solid. And I guess the question ultimately is this, am I being too anxiety driven? Because I understand that I have a propensity to do that. This really is about me trying to check myself.
I got some problems, man.
I know it, right? That's the thing is I'm
in my own head.
You hate the person that has the issues but doesn't recognize it.
You don't want to be me, man.
Right?
Yeah. Like, I understand. That's the first step, recognizing your own problems.
Exactly. Knowing is half the battle, G.I.
Knowing you have a drinking problem.
Right? Like, wow, hey, hold on. I don't know what you're putting on me here now. Don't do that to me now. But yeah, I'm looking at it and I'm like, hey, there's some things that legitimately are causing concern with this. Not saying that there aren't things that are also very great about this matchup for the Texans, but those are the things that my mind is directed to. Am I making too much of this?
Well, I'm going to go Goodwill Hunting on you. It's not your fault.
Okay.
It's not your fault.
That's comforting in some ways.
Because here, okay, so it's a matter of I don't like this week's matchup based on what is happening on the rosters. Has nothing to do with what I think this Texans team is.
In fact,
are two separate things.
You've gone as far as saying they're bona fide Super Bowl contenders.
They look like one to me. So I don't like this matchup is separate from what I think this team is. And the reason I don't like this matchup has nothing to do with necessarily, you know, some inherent deep-seated anxiety issues. Like someone I know,
it is what it is. Okay. It is indeed what it is.
Has nothing to do with that. What it has to do with is you got the middle of your defense. What do you call it? The spine of your defense.
The spine of the defense
is all new starters. Four new starters.
Tackle, linebacker.
At least as of, if you had to pick it today, because they didn't practice, as you pointed out, their strength is going right down the spine of your defense with two really good backs. And so that's why this is a tough matchup for me. The injuries make it worse. It would have been a problem, or at least a concern, if the Texans were fully healthy and added DeNico Autry, because the Packers are the number two rushing team in the league. Like, there's only one team that does it better. It's the Tennessee Titans.
Off of rush yards?
Yeah. Off of rush yards. So, yeah, that's what this is about. It's about the matchup you're facing. And then, oh, by the way, you know, that really good rookie cornerback you got, he may not play. You know, some of these other players, your safety, he may not play if you had to call it today. So, yeah, this is the toughest test, at least going in. We know what happened in Minnesota, but at least going in, this is the toughest test you're going to face.
Could it possibly be that, and of course, it's always about complimentary football. That is the watchword that you have with this team, right? You'll hear that oftentimes with various people that are involved here, right? Complimentary football. Is it possible that this needs to be the week in which the offense picks up the defense, as the defense seemingly has done for the offense all the way through this thing?
That would be sweet, wouldn't it? A little high-scoring game, some C.J. Stroud action for about 350 and maybe three touchdowns or so. That would be a possibility because, you know, the Packers' defense is not necessarily – they're good against the run, but they're not necessarily overwhelming. And, you know, their big calling card is turning you over. C.J. Stroud, by and large, is not a guy that turns the ball over a lot. Same with Joe Mixon. So – yeah, how about a little bit of offensive action at, you know, leading the way?
Yeah, all right. So real quick, obviously the defensive player of the week in the AFC is Will Anderson Jr. Had three sacks this past weekend, and he obviously has more insight into what DeNico Autry looks like. This is him talking about DeNico Autry.
Country. Man, he's great, man. Like, I think out of everybody in the D-Law role, for real, like, I really look at him as a big brother. Like, I think we just have that relationship now. Like, he was quiet when he first got here, like, mean mug, everything. But, like, the more I started picking on, messing with him, he opened up a little bit, man. But it's great having him here, man. Like, I told him I was watching his highlights because I think he celebrated until I watched his highlights. And I seen him jumping up and down, and it got me ready to play with him, man. But he's going to bring something different. Like, just his physical player style, his relentless effort to get to the quarterback, even on the edge inside. Teams have to account for him everywhere, and it's going to give us a really good changeup when he gets back.
And if there's anybody that can help me feel better, just warm my spirit, it is that man, Will Anderson Jr.
So good to listen to. Every time. But, you know, he kind of described Autry just came in mean mugging and not really talking too much. But he loosened him up. Look, you know, I have no doubt about what the numbers have no doubt about what DeNico Autry can provide. I go back to how much is it going to be snap, you know, related? How many does he get? And is he going to even – we are assuming he's going to be a defensive tackle almost exclusively. Yeah. We don't know that. You know, how much are they going to use him there versus others and other places?
And the thing about it is I don't even know that we'll get the answer until Sunday and when we see it go down at Lambeau Field versus the Packers. Somebody asking, I think it's Joseph on the YouTube, how much of the Packers' turnovers are based on the fact that they face the Colts and the Titans? Not entirely. This is a team that has at least two turnovers in every single one of these games this season. Three in most of those, in fact. The only one that they got two was against the Rams. Like, this is a team that turns over the football almost consistently. And that seems wild because turnovers seem to be, at least we talk about them as more of a random occurrence.
Yeah.
But they seem to have made this somewhat, regular. And so it is not happenstance, I guess, to use that word. Like, maybe year over year, his turnovers isn't something that you can project. But it feels like through 6 weeks, which is not an insignificant time span, they've managed to continue to get turnovers. So protecting the football is going to matter a very, very big deal. In this one. All right. It's about that time to head out to Tomball, the Buffalo Wild Wings in Tomball, and talk to the fellas, Ron and Clint, of The Drive, as they're getting ready to get going there. Fellas, what's it look like?
It's looking good, man. This is one of our spots that we like to come out to. We frequented this one over here near Willowbrook Mall, so on the other side of the highway. So if you're looking to figure out where we are, that's where we are. Coming up today and next week as well. So it's a good time out here, man, always. We got a lot to give away now. We got football tickets. We got Texans ticket. We got Houston Cougar tickets to CK State and Utah as well. Gift cards. We got seven things we're hooking people up with today, man, out here at this Buffalo. Yeah, I'm telling you, man, ain't playing around. Seven things that we're hooking people up with. You got to be here to get it. So get on out here. We'll be here till 6 o'clock hanging out.
Absolutely. That's the place to be, it seems like. So make sure you go out and see the fellas. Now, fellas, during the mixtape, we were talking about the smallest hill that you're willing to die on. Some people got here on, with the pineapple on, shouldn't be on pizza. What it was a great one, I think, honestly, was that glitter is a useless thing in our society that should be done away with. are there any takes for you fellas that you're just like, this is the hill that I'm willing to die on, even though it is relatively insignificant?
I don't think I have one, boys.
Well, it seems like being able to have conversations in the bathroom is one that you believe strongly in.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to die on that hill because I understand that it takes two to tango. Well, Clint, you know what I mean? But I just, I mean, I
got
don't,
one for Clint.
Hey, Clint,
I'm not opposed, guys, by the way. I was just curious. I mean, I'm not one that typically makes a comment to another gentleman in the bathroom, but I will smirk and smile and maybe giggle a bit and think to myself I should say something. So, there's no wrong answer there.
Well, Clint, you grew up in Baytown among my people. A lot of my people were in Baytown. And the one that I said, I think you've probably tried and can endorse, that the best thing to put on corn on the cob is not butter, but mayonnaise.
I can't get with you
See?
On that
one. Look at you. You thought you had
Have you tried it?
Oh I tried it. I'm not a mayo guy. I'll be honest with you, I'm just not a mayo guy in general.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a big corn on the cob guy either. But now if you want to skin the cob and put it in a plate, a little bowl for me, and you want to put a little butter, hell, I'll let you even throw a tad bit of mayo in there. Just don't tell me about it until after I start. And I could probably go with that. But I know where you're going. Yeah, no, I never could go that route.
I'm sitting there thinking. One I've come up with is I will down the hill of a neighborhood rule of cutting the grass until 8 o'clock. Until
8 a.m. you're talking about?
You until can't 8 a.m.
You know, can't get the mower going.
Yeah, before that, them 7 o'clock, them horrible people who like to get up at 7 o'clock and start cutting grass when you got kids and stuff around, and they should go straight to hell.
Yeah, I think that you're right on there, man.
No, he's not.
I personally
you,
see
yeah, Lopez, and I was looking at you. Lopez, you look like a 7:30 cutter.
I bet he is.
I am a 7:30 cutter. You know the rule, though. There's an unwritten rule. The unwritten rule is any day except Sunday, you can start mowing your grass at 7 a.m. Sunday, it's 8:30. That's the rule.
I had never heard of that rule.
I ain't never wanted to mow my yard before 8. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's 8 o'clock. Aaron, our engineer, said 9.
Yeah. Whatever time Jose comes for me.
Oh, God.
Okay.
I hope mine is Jose, too. No, actually, check that. Mine is Juan. Sorry. Juan.
Damn.
By the way,
five people doing the work.
Hey, Fig, get them gutters, cuz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get them gutters, Fig.
I heard that, too, man. Fig, I held off on them. You got to go ahead and get them gutters.
Okay.
Boy, they just started making puddles there in the backyard, man. I had to go ahead and grip them.
All right. We'll make sure that he gets the
there
gutters.
There has got to be an endorsement for some gutters for you, Vegan.
I heard an ad earlier.
Okay.
There just has to be a way you don't pay full price.
Excellent.
Just has to be.
We appreciate you guys taking care of us, and you'll continue taking care of the good audience as they keep it locked right here on Sports Radio 610. You're listening to KILT, KLT, HD2, and Odyssey Sports Station. And right now, from the Buffalo Wild Wings, the drive is live. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.